Nurses here in New Zealand are complaining that they've been blindsided by a district health board move to take them to court over their next lot of strike action. Last month, you may remember, about 30,000 nurses walked off the job in huge demonstrations around the country. Just last week, negotiations broke down again as nurses rejected the latest pay offer by the DHBs, formally declared that they will strike for 8 hours on Thursday, August 19th. Well, in a surprise move today, the DHBs announced they're taking the nurses to employment court, saying they're not doing enough to ensure that there are safe staffing levels during the strike. They want assurances that there will be enough emergency cover. Glenda Alexander from the nurses' organisation is on the line. Kia ora, Glenda.
Kia ora. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. I heard in the news that your members are shocked and surprised.
Yeah. Well, it is a bit of a disturbing piece of information. I mean, we are in pretty constant contact, obviously, with our other party to these negotiations. And we contacted them first thing Friday morning after the rejection of the latest proposal to say, OK, we need to start talking about life-preserving service cover. And, so then fast forward to Monday and here we are. And we're told that they're considering, or they are actually filed proceedings in the employment court to try and get a decision based by another party on this situation. Yeah, surprising.
What would be the result of a successful court action by the DHBs, and you know, how long would any court action like that take?
Yeah, well, there are really two interesting questions. So I don't know the answer to that. I mean, we're quite adamant, really, that we engaged in all cases where we've had to over this, remembering that in 2018 it was the first industrial action that nurses had taken for over 30 years. There is a code of good faith for the public health sector, which we follow, and that means we engage with the DHBs to discuss the level of staffing that should remain behind. You know, it's a delicate balance between our nurses, our members' right to strike, and also being very clear that we have to engage in deciding sufficient numbers of members who will stay behind, as it were, to make sure patients are safe. So we've done that in 2018, we did it again on the 9th of June this year, and we certainly had sufficient numbers of members willing to be at work during the strike period and make sure that they were responding to life-preserving services. So we're really not sure where this is all coming from.
So you don't think they've got a got a strong action against you that there won't be enough emergency cover during the strike?
Well, there hasn't been on the two occasions we've actually taken the industrial action, so we're not sure why they seem so concerned. I mean, we've made it quite clear that we will follow our obligations as per the code of good faith, and we did so. And, you know, the last time that we actually had the strike on the 9th of June, by the time the strike started, we had fully populated strike day rosters. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting, really. Just, you know, I guess this kind of stuff happens when you're in a dispute and, coming out with a press release. We hadn't been advised of the legal proceedings before that came out. So that was a bit of a shock, really, that they would do that straight off the bat without engaging with us. So, yeah, it's not the best of situations when we're still trying to work with them and find a solution. Our members feel quite concerned about the way they've approached this, because they did stump up on the day last time and made sure there were sufficient of them there to in fact, keep patients safe.
Well, on Friday, Health Minister, and as you're well aware, no stranger to the unions, Andrew Little, he asked you to call off the strikes. He said the proposal put to the nurses was one put to them by you, the union, and that, in effect, nurses have rejected a deal from their own union.
Well, you know, that's pretty inaccurate, really. Like, most people will understand that what we do during a negotiation thing is that we'd kind of had exhausted the possibilities, you know, they said to us, well, what do you think? would work or what would you think would get across the line? And we certainly told them what we thought our members would find acceptable, but of course that wasn't fully delivered in terms of our suggestions. So you get a compromise, and don't forget, and people will know this, that that offer was put to us on a conditional basis. They actually said, we won't make this offer unless you do withdraw the strike notice. So, you know, it was one of those times when there had been a sufficient change to their position that we believed our members did need to discuss that, consider it and vote on it. And we thought it was best that they did that without having to be doing exactly what we're getting complained about now, you know, life-preserving services. So that's why, that was one of the factors why we agreed to withdraw the previous strike notice to enable people to consider this proposal. But, you know, I mean, saying it was our proposal, it was turned down, but Rich, actually, because it certainly, if it had been, I'm sure it would have been a bit better than what we got offered, and it probably would have been ratified. So it's yeah, disingenuous, to say the least, to call it our offer.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're in for a bit of a fight. It isn't over yet, so we'll...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We'll no doubt be talking to you again. So thanks for joining us at this hour of the night, Glenda. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Good night.
Good night. That's Glenda Alexander from the Union, the Nurses Organisation.